And now it's time for Back Talk, our first time on Thursdays. That's where we hear from you, our listeners, and editor Ahmad Omar is back with us once again to tell us what's going on today, Ahmad.
Michelle, we talked a little bit about a Velveeta shortage that's going on across the country. And if you don't already know, it's officially a pasteurized prepared cheese product. But Michelle, it's also known as liquid gold in some quarters, a must-have for football games. And so we thought the shortage was worth a closer look, also known as the cheese apocalypse. But Michelle, the haters were out in full force, perhaps best characterized by Roman Kozak, who wrote in from Omaha, Nebraska. He says, "All I can say to this story is, hooray, all caps. The reason that so many of us hate Velveeta is because it tastes awful. Yes, I don't like processed foods. Yes, I have serious doubts as to what is actually in Velveeta. And I suppose I should add that all of my circle of friends feel the same way."
But you've eaten it, right, though?
Yeah.
See, I'm just saying. So, but I guess Roman isn't going to get a complimentary gift basket from the fine folks at Kraft anytime soon. It's okay.
No, and Michelle, believe it or not, that wasn't the most nasty thing we got. It gets real serious on Twitter, like this one. "Velveeta is the garbage water of cheese."
Oh,
that's
ouch.
From Jamin Keen, or Kane.
All right,
Keen,
well, stay away from my buffet
Washington,
table.
D.C. Plenty more as well for anyone that wants to pile onto the pasteurized prepared cheese product bashing on Twitter.
Okay. Well, thanks for that. And remember, Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. You can go to our website, npr.org/tellmemore. Leave a comment. You can email us, tellmemore@npr.org. Check us out on Facebook or tweet us. We're at Tell Me More NPR. Thanks, Ahmad.
Thank you.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.